Your conference is being recorded.
Okay, welcome. Welcome to the 2017 JCP Executive Committee Special Election Meet the Candidates Call. This is Heather Van Cura. And today, what we're going to do is go over a little bit
of
the dates, and we'll hear from our two candidates. So today is April 13th. We're having our Meet the Candidates teleconference call. The ballot for our two ratified candidates will open on Tuesday, April the 18th, and that will run for 2 weeks, so it will be open until the 1st of May. We will have two ratified candidates on that ballot, and those candidates are ARM and JetBrains. We'll have our results available the next day on May the 2nd, and the two new EC members, should they be ratified, will take effect and be in the office for the JCP Executive Committee seat on the 15th of May. So today we have our two candidates on the call. We have ARM and JetBrains, and from ARM we have Rod Crawford. So I'd let ARM go first. We'll go in alphabetical order. ARM has previously been on the executive committee in the past. So we'll let Rod Crawford, who's here with us today, tell you a little bit about himself, and then we'll have JetBrains candidate introduce herself, Tricia Gee, and then we'll open it up for questions. So, Rob, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Heather. So hi, I'm Rod Crawford, and I apologize that I'm a little bit of a late entry. I actually got called by my former boss, Casey Axe, yesterday and asked if I would be interested in doing this, which I certainly am. I work for ARM, which is an intellectual property company that licenses low-cost, low-power microprocessors across a broad spectrum of different markets, including embedded Internet of Things and now also into the server space as well. I've been with ARM for about 23 years, and in that time I've worked with various Java technologies. My team did the first port of Java OS to the ARM architecture back in the late 1990s. We've done various optimized interpreter loops. We did the first just-in-time compiler with a partner for the ARM architecture. And lastly, in the last few years, I've been working with a team on the OpenJDK, doing initially some work on the C1 JIT to get that up and running on the ARM architecture about 6 or 7 years ago. And also now I basically put together the relationship between Red Hat, our open source company, Linaro, and ARM around the C2 JIT for OpenJDK for the server space, which is an ongoing effort. I've also worked in the area of benchmarking Java. I was co-chair of the Embedded Microprocessor Consortium benchmark with Sun Microsystems to develop the first embedded benchmark for Java. So I did that a few years ago as well. So I've got a broad interest in Java technologies across different spectrums, and my role as Director of Software Technologies always gets me involved in new technologies and finding out what's going to be important in 3 or 4 years' time and why it's going to be important to ARM. So Java's kind of very interesting in that area. So that's kind of me. Is that okay, Heather?
Yes. Thank you. It's a nice introduction, so thanks for sharing that with us, Rod. So now we'll move on to our second candidate. So that's JetBrains, and Tricia's on the line, Tricia Gee. So I have her information also up on WebEx, if you're following us on WebEx. So Tricia, I'll go ahead and let you have a few minutes to introduce yourself, and then we'll open it up for questions from the folks on the call.
Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm Tricia. I work for JetBrains. JetBrains makes a bunch of IDEs and productivity tools, but probably most famous for doing IntelliJ IDEA. On top of obviously being very involved in the Java community via sort of IntelliJ IDEA and trying to create tooling which works for Java developers, we also created Kotlin, which is our own JVM language, which obviously that requires us to have quite deep knowledge of Java and the JVM as well. It's like fully interoperable with Java. So, and like our whole company uses Java to develop all the tools. We produce tools for a bunch of other stuff as well, but all of our tools are very involved in Java and JVM. We don't really use a lot of the other languages. So it's kind of, it's really core to what we do. In terms of me and my role, and some of you might know me from before, I was kind of involved with the JCP Executive Committee as part of the London Java community a few years ago. And then I moved out of London, so it seemed kind of unfair to represent the London Java community. But now I'm the developer advocate for IntelliJ IDEA. So kind of my job is really to go out to the community, find what real Java developers are doing in the wild, sort of how they're really using Java, help them upskill to things like Java 8, Java 9 when it comes out, feedback what's happening with the community into JetBrains, but also kind of work with lots of people from inside JetBrains to see kind of what's new and interesting from their point of view, from an engineering point of view. And that kind of position of being a pivot between the community and all these different areas inside JetBrains, I think will be really useful for the executive committee as well. So it won't just be me kind of working on the executive committee from JetBrains' point of view. We have a working group which includes some of the senior engineers from the IntelliJ team, senior engineers from the Kotlin team, our main Spring developer, and a bunch of other people who have kind of deep expertise on all these different areas. And my job is really going to be sort of to take their input on a bunch of things and bring that into the executive committee. What else? I've been at JetBrains for 2.5 years. Before that, I worked for a bunch of other companies, been working in Java for about 20 years, which is a bit alarming. I think that's pretty much it, really.
Okay. Thanks, Tricia. Sounds great. I think, both of the candidates are very strong, both been involved with the JCP Executive Committee in some capacity in the past, so that's always really nice to have that kind of continuity. And then just as a reminder for everyone, so since these are both ratified seats, that means that all of our full members as well as our partner members will be able to be eligible to vote in this special election that starts next week and it will go on for 2 weeks. So at this point, I'll open it up for questions. If you have a question, just go ahead and introduce, say your name and ask your question and say whether or not it's for both of the candidates or for one in particular. I'll hand it over to the folks on the call.
This is David. I don't necessarily have a comment or a question for the candidates. My own general ignorance. So did we vote for both? Did we get a certain number of votes? Or how does that actually work? I've never actually done a ratified vote before.
Okay, well, that's actually a great question. Thanks for asking that. So the way it works for the ratified candidates is you can vote for both candidates. You either vote yes, no, or abstain for both of the candidates. So, if the majority of the members vote yes for that candidate, then they are ratified and they become an EC member for the term. So you do vote for both of them. You can say yes to both of them. You could say no to both of them. You could abstain from voting for either one of them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And then I guess if there's not enough votes, then do you have to pick more ratified candidates, or how does that work?
You mean if not enough people vote?
Sure. Is there a certain number of votes that are required?
There's not a minimum number of votes, but if it's under the majority, then it would be a new – if the number of yeses are not greater than the number of noes, then we would go back and have another candidate and another special election.
Of course, to the candidates, I'm not intending to vote. No, I'm just asking for the process purposes.
True, yeah, for informational purposes, not to say you're planning to vote no for AUD.
Exactly.
We are the newest ones, so need to know. Thanks, Heather.
Sure. So I see we had a bunch of other people join since we started the call. So no, any other questions from the people on the call that you want to ask in general about this election or to either of the ratified candidates?
Mike and Nicole at Fujitsu.
Hi, Mike.
I was just asking, both candidates to comment on whether they have any thoughts or the relationship between the JCP process and OpenJDK.
Okay, so either one of the candidates can go first. Or if you
Sorry,
need clarification.
Sorry, I wasn't clarification. Quite clear
about the question.
Yes. Yeah, please.
But clarification might help, yes. More specific, maybe, Mike?
Well, there are a lot of discussions going on right now within the EC relationship between the EC and the JCP program and OpenJDK. OpenJDK people feel that the JCP process is too lengthy and there should be a streamlined process. The EC people feel that the OpenJDK people don't open a JSR until very late in the game and are expecting the EC to just rubber stamp them. So that's a work group and a major discussion that's going on in the EC. I was wondering if either of the candidates has been working in the OpenJDK area and whether they have any feelings on this.
I can provide my thoughts.
Okay.
I haven't worked directly with the OpenJDK, but I haven't contributed anything. But I do keep an eye on a bunch of the main lists, and I've spoken to quite a few of the contributors. And I have been working with some of the Oracle folks, particularly around the JETS for Java 9, in terms of basically them giving me knowledge rather than me feeding anything back. I think that. It seems to me that the way that the pendulum has swung recently is that, you know, a couple of releases ago, everything in the next version of Java, the language, was a JSR. Everything went through the JCP. And now with Java 9, everything's a JEP, and there's very few, very, very little for the JCP to do. And my opinion, not having been so close to it for the last couple of years, is that perhaps there needs to be more of a balance, more of a middle ground there. I would like to see more involvement from the JCP there. I do see the value of doing a lot of stuff in the OpenJDK, though, because it allows them to have a reference implementation. It allows perhaps a bit more agility in terms of implementation. So there definitely needs to be a balance there between the two.
Thank you.
I think I'm sort of seconding that. I don't have that much involvement with, or I have not had that much involvement with the OpenJDK beyond the setting up the porting of it to the 64-bit ARM architecture. I do have some experience of other areas around. HTML5 and the web, and I think I agree that it's very good if you can bring a prototype along and say, you know, here's what it looks like. But I think the rubber stamping thing is a bad idea because, you know, there are a lot of different people involved that basically are going to have to implement these JSRs. So. I guess I don't have a particular comment on it because I'm not close enough to it, but I would be interested in any involvement I can take in trying to smooth things over and move things forward. I've noted that Java 9 has become a bit of a a bit of a behemoth in terms of getting it out there. So I guess I don't have much more to contribute there.
Okay. Thank you also. Hope that when you become members of the EC, you consider participating in the work groups, which are meeting on an irregular basis, definitely are trying to improve the relationship between the two operations.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, most definitely. Be very interested in that, actually.
Okay, great question. Thanks for the question and the responses. Any other topics or questions from the participants in the call?
This is David from Tommy Tribe. So I, one of the reasons that we, kind of wanted to get involved in the JCP is to bring more openness into the process. A lot of JSRs have open RIs, but the TCKs are still closed. Where do you stand in that process? Are you interested in becoming involved in the JCP Next work group and, try and push some better verbiage around getting access to the TCKs?
So I'll go first on this one then. So I would be very interested in seeing more open access to the TCK. I'm aware from some of the past history that it has been quite difficult to get access to it. I'm quite a strong open source advocate. I should put my hand up to that, and actually having ready availability of the test suites, I think is crucial for pretty much everybody on this call to be able to validate their platforms. So more availability and openness in that area would certainly advocate for.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. From a tools vendor point of view, then any access that any tool implementations can get for TCKs is going to make our lives a lot easier. But from a community point of view, openness is really, really important. It's what's going to keep the JCP relevant. And it's something we work for very hard from the London Java community side, and I certainly don't intend to drop that now from a JetBrains point of view. JetBrains feels very strongly that openness and transparency is kind of key to a vibrant community.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, so if we don't have any more questions from the participants, I'll go ahead and wrap up the call. As I said, the information on the candidates is available on jcp.org under the elections page, and all of the eligible JCP members who are eligible to vote in this special election will receive their instructions to vote on this ratification ballot on Tuesday, the 18th of April, and the ballot will be open for 2 weeks. We'll have the results available the day after the ballot closes on May the 2nd, and you can look for those results on jcp.org as well as on Twitter. We'll publish the results from the jcp_org Twitter handle, and we'll also notify the candidates, of course, to let them know the results. But thanks to everyone who either called in right now for the call or is listening to the recording, and thanks to the candidates for sharing your perspective, and best of luck to you in the special election. Thanks for joining. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Tricia.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you so much.